You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Health Agency has warned that opening up societies too quickly amid the coronavirus pandemic could be a recipe for disaster. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted that countries that were serious about opening up must also be serious about suppressing transmission.
We understand that countries want to get their societies and economies going again. That's what WHO wants too. Stay-at-home orders and other restrictions are something that some countries felt they needed to do to take pressure off their health systems. But they have taken a heavy toll on livelihoods, economies, and mental health. WHO fully supports efforts to reopen economies and societies. We want to see children returning to school and people returning to the workplace, but we want to see it done safely. At the same time, no country can just pretend the pandemic is over.
Dr. Tedros emphasized that preventing amplifying events where large groups of people congregate, protecting vulnerable groups, taking individual precautions, and testing and tracing continue to be key factors in combating the spread of the virus.
The reality that this coronavirus spreads easily. It can be fatal to people of all ages, and most people remain susceptible. If countries are serious about opening up, they must be serious about suppressing transmission and saving lives. This may seem like an impossible balance, but it's not. It can be done, and it has been done, but it can only be done if countries are in control of transmission. The more control countries have over the virus, the more they can open up. Opening up without having control is a recipe for disaster. It's not one size fits all. It's not all or nothing.
Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the worldwide response to the pandemic has had a disproportionate and devastating social and economic impact on women and girls.
Progress lost may take years, even generations, to recover. We know from the Ebola outbreak in West Africa that when teenage girls have left school, they may never return. Today, millions of teenage girls around the world are out of school, and there are alarming reports of an increase in teenage pregnancies in some countries. Each of these issues is a crisis within a crisis.
In the United States, New Jersey and California have taken a step towards resumption of their pre-pandemic economies, allowing restaurants to begin limited indoor dining as new US coronavirus cases abate. The two states are among the few that continued to ban indoor dining as most lifted restrictions, according to the National Governors Association. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, the lockdown in the city of Auckland has been lifted, but a measure requiring people to wear masks on public transport has been put in place. The nation's largest city had been in a lockdown for over 2 weeks after an outbreak of the coronavirus was discovered in August, following more than 3 months without any community transmission. Health officials said it was safe to reopen Auckland because all the recent infections have been linked to the same cluster through contact tracing. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has urged New Zealanders to be nice.
We are still a team here. And I think everyone recognises that Auckland has been going through a particularly tough period. What I'd like to ask again is what we've asked all the way through, a bit of kindness, you know, a bit of smiling with the eyes behind the mask. Remember that Aucklanders have been bearing the brunt of this latest wave, and just to treat them with the thanks and the care that they do deserve while we all continue to get through this together.
And Senior Sergeant Sila Fanga-Siaka of New Zealand Police says the response from the public so far has been exceptional.
No, on a whole, the public have been really awesome. So maybe one person I've seen so far, a young person going to school. So on a whole, the public are being really awesome at doing their part to ensure that they have a face covering to be worn.
France's new COVID-19 infection surged almost 50% in August, producing the highest monthly tally since the beginning of the pandemic, while hospitalizations again seem to be rising. Authorities reported just over 3,000 additional cases over the last 24 hours, sharply down from a caseload above 5,000 on the two previous days, but the figure always dips with fewer tests conducted on Sundays. The seven-day moving average of new infections was 5,167, a fourth new record in a row. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.